This lesson walks you through a Spirit Ableton Live 12 Gang Vocal Blueprint for Warm, Tape-Style Grit, an advanced, stock device workflow to create thick, cohesive gang vocals for drum and bass. We'll layer and micro-pitch doubles, route a wave-eatable carrier through Ableton's vocoder, and push the whole bus through tape-like saturation, subtle wow and flutter. The aim is a dense, energetic gang vocal that sits in a DNB mix sounding warm and tactile, not brittle or digital. First, what you'll build: a grouped gang vocals bus made from multiple doubled vocal takes with timing and pitch variations, a parallel vocoder layer using a wave-eatable carrier to add harmonic texture, a tape grit bus chain using saturator, dynamic tube, grain delay and frequency shifter style wow, and final bus compression, mid/side EQ shaping and conservative reverb/delay sends. You'll also set up automations to morph grit across drops and breakdowns. Let's dive into the step-by-step. Start by preparing your raw takes and creating the gang group. Pick 3 to 6 usable vocal takes. They can be comped lines or copies of the same line. Put each take on its own audio track and label them V1 through V6. Duplicate and vary these takes for width. For a natural gang effect, duplicate some tracks and nudge the clip start times by 5 to 40 milliseconds. Small timing offsets create the illusion of different singers. For stereo spread, duplicate a take and transpose one copy up by 6 to 35 cents and another down by 6 to 35 cents. In clip view, use transpose or clip to tune and keep warp mode on Complex Pro with formants off for micro transposition. Pan the copies pseudo randomly, for example V1L30, V2R30, V3L50, V4R50. When you're happy, select all vocal tracks, right click and group tracks. Name the group Gang Vocals Bus. Next, clean and prepare the modulator, the vocal tracks that will feed the vocoder and bus processing. On each individual vocal track, insert an EQ8 and high pass around 80 to 120 Hz with a steep slope to remove low rumble. If things feel muddy, apply a gentle shelf cut between 200 and 400 Hz. Follow with a light compressor or glue, using a fast attack and medium release to tame dynamics and aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. This helps the vocoder and the bus respond consistently. Tame sibilance with a dynamic approach, either a surgically targeted band in EQ8 automated dynamically, or multi-band dynamics aimed at 4 to 8 kHz with a gentle ratio. On the gang vocals bus itself, add an EQ8 in mid/side mode to keep low mid centered. Reduce side energy under about 300 Hz. Add utility set to width 100% for now, we'll control width later. Create a send to a short bright reverb on a return, small size, predelay 10-20 ms and a low dry/wet around 10-15%. Make another send to a slap delay or echo at 1/16 or 1/32 with low feedback. Keep both sends conservative. Reverb is glue, not a wash. Now build the vocoder carrier. Create a new MIDI track with wave-eatable and name it vocoder carrier. Use a saw or super saw patch. Set unison to 2 to 4 voices with small detune around 5 to 15, and high pass the carrier at roughly 100 Hz to avoid competing low end. Keep amplitude release short to match syllable length and play simple sustained chords or 2-note intervals that sit with the vocal key. 3RDS or 5THS work well for DNB energy. Harmonic richness in the carrier gives the vocoder body without masking consonants. Place an instance of Ableton's vocoder on the vocoder carrier track after wave-eatable. Open the vocoder's sidechain selector and choose the gang vocals bus as the sidechain input. The gang bus becomes the modulator and the wave-eatable synth the carrier. If you prefer, you can put vocoder on the gang bus and sidechain the carrier instead, but running vocoder on a carrier keeps MIDI control straightforward. Configure the vocoder. Start around 24 to 32 bands for clarity without robotic artifacts. Set attack between 5 and 15 milliseconds. Shorter attack gives more transient detail. Longer attack smooths vowels. Set release in the 40 to 120 millisecond range depending on how much consonant smear you want. Toggle formant on for stronger vocal character or off to keep the texture synth-like. Add small amount of noise for grit, around 5 to 10%. Start the vocoder dry/wet between 30 and 50% so the vocoded texture anchors the gang, while the original vocal remains audible. To improve intelligibility, EQ the modulator before sending to the vocoder. On the gang vocals bus, pre-EQ a presence boost around 2 to 5 kHz by 1 to 3 dB and high pass at 120 Hz. If sibilance is a problem, use multiband dynamics on the modulator to compress the 4 to 8 kHz bands slightly. On the wave-eatable carrier, tame the extreme lows and roll off excessive highs so the carrier doesn't compete with the vocal's intelligibility. There are a few vocoder tuning tricks. Trade bands for grain versus clarity. 32 bands is more intelligible, 16 bands thicker and coarser. You can add a short transient gate or an upward-style compressor on the modulator to help consonants snap through. Also consider a parallel chain. Either duplicate the vocoder track or place vocoder in an audio effect rack with two chains, then automate dry/wet and gain so you can dial in the right balance across song sections. Now the tape style grit processing. On the gang bus, after the vocoder send or on a dedicated bus, build a chain. Saturator first with soft clip curve, drive between 2 and 6 dB and adjust output gain to taste. Follow with dynamic tube set low for warm harmonic excitement. Add a tiny frequency, shifter very small amounts around 0.01 to 0.4 Hz to introduce pitch drift. For organic movement, map an auto pan LFO to the frequency, shifter parameter and set the LFO to a very slow rate between 0.2 and 3 Hz for subtle wow. Grain delay set to very short times, jitter small and dry/wet around 5 to 10% adds micro smear and width. If you want a touch of lo-fi, use redux lightly, set sample rate around 30 to 40 kHz or apply minimal bit reduction. Blue compressor the bus with a slowish attack of 10 to 30 ms. Ratio near 2:1:4:1 and aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction to glue layers. Finish with a gentle EQ8, maybe a small warmth boost around 200 to 400 Hz and a narrow cut at 2 to 4 kHz if things get harsh. Parallel processing is essential. Create a parallel tape chain by using a send or duplicating the gang bus. Apply heavier saturator, dynamic tube and redux on this parallel route and blend it in at 10 to 30%. Automate that send up during drops for extra grit. For stereo micro movement and fatness, add auto pan at extremely low rates on selected doubles, 0.05 to 0.3 Hz, with tiny phase differences between copies. Use utility to control width per doubled track and maintain small detune values across left/right copies. For tape futter, again, use frequency shifter modulated by a slow LFO with very tiny depth and slightly different LFO rates on left and right doubles to create believable analog warmth. Blend the gang into context. On the glue compressor on the gang bus, consider sidechain to kick or sub bass to keep the low frequency punch intact. If you need transient control, but don't have a transient shaper device, use glue's attack controls or multiband dynamics to preserve attack energy in higher bands. Keep reverb and delays conservative. A short bright plate on a send with 10 to 30 ms per delay keeps vocals in front of the room. Set vocoder reverb a bit longer but low in level. Use low pass on reverb returns to avoid mud, and a compressor sidechain to the dry bus on reverb returns to keep tails from washing. Automate grit intensity across the arrangement. Raise saturator drive or vocoder dry/wet for drops and reduce during verses. Automate frequency shifter LFO depth for more flutter during intense sections. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overvocode. Keep original vocals present via parallel mixing so consonants remain intelligible. Be cautious with band counts. High band counts can emphasize sibilance if you boosted presence on the modulator. Avoid heavy saturation on the modulator before the vocoder. Light compression and EQ first. Then apply saturation on the vocoder or post-vocoded bus. Use redux sparingly. Heavy bit reduction makes vocals brittle. Never pan identical clips without timing or pitch differences. You'll get phasey cancellations. And always high pass the modulator and carrier under roughly 100 to 150 Hz to protect the low end. Some pro tips. Use the vocoder carrier to follow the vocal melody, when possible, or use slightly detuned sustained chords for harmonic thickness. Route the vocoder output to a separate return if you want to process the vocoded texture heavily and independently. Double the vocoder with one instance at 16 bands for thickness and another at 32 bands for clarity, then blend. Automate vocoder release to be shorter for fast phrases and longer for sustained lines. Use multiband dynamics on the bus to control low-mid pumping and sidechain the low band to the kick if needed. For CPU management, freeze and flatten or resample the doublings once you're happy and keep a copy of the pre-bounce stems. For phase and timing, use very small offsets for tight DNB energy and larger offsets for wide background thickeners. Consider creating an on-axis center group and a wide group for more control. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. 1. Load or record an 8-bar vocal phrase. 2. Create 4 doubles and pan L30, L60, R30, R60. On each double apply clip transpose. 1 left plus 12 to plus 30 cents. 1 right minus 12 to minus 30 cents. Shift start times randomly 5 to 20 ms on 2 doubles, and add auto pan at 0.1 to 0.25 hc to 1 duplicate at 30% depth. 3. Group to gang vocals bus. On the bus pre-EQ HP 120 hc and add plus 2 dB at around 3.5 khc. Compress 2:1 with 10 ms attack aiming for 3 dB reduction. 4. Create a wavy double carrier playing a sustained 2-note chord. Put vocoder on the carrier and sidechain to the gang vocals bus. Set bands to 24. Release 80 ms, dry slash wet 40%. 5. After a vocoder, send add saturator soft clip. Drive 3 dB, dynamic tube light. Grain delay short with 5% wet, then glue compressor gentle. 6. Balance the dry vocal and vocoded layer so the dry remains intelligible, about 70 to 80% dry and 20 to 30% vocoded. Print an 8-bar export and compare with the original to hear the difference in consonants and grit. Recap: this blueprint uses layered doubles, pre-DQ and compression on the modulator, a wavy double carrier into Ableton vocoder with side chaining, then a tape grit chain consisting of saturator, dynamic tube, subtle frequency shifter based wow, grain delay and optional redux. Glue the bus with compression and mid/side EQ. Use parallel chains and automation to control grit across arrangement sections, and resample when you need permanency or CPU relief. One final workflow tip: work in layers of permanence. Experiment in real time on separate tracks or racks, and when you find a sound that sticks, quickly resample or freeze and flatten and label it. That way you keep creative motion while maintaining a manageable, CPU-friendly session.